How the veto math actually decides this race. The straw poll totals Grinspan 10, Rodriguez Burkett 9, Grossi 7 are important but widely misread. The informal poll conducted among all 15 Security Council members via color-coded ballots of encourage, discourage, or abstain functions primarily as a veto detection mechanism rather than a popularity contest. A candidate who receives a discourage from any permanent member faces a latent formal veto at the final recommendation stage. The meaningful bar is not simply a plurality of encourage votes, it is a majority of encourage votes combined with 0 P5 discourage votes. Because the polls are secret, the precise P5 breakdown of Grinspan's 10-vote total is not publicly known. If all 5 permanent members are in her encourage column, her position is structurally strong. If even one P5 member is abstaining or privately signaling reservation, the race is considerably more open than the headline number suggests. Diplomatic reporting indicates candidates are actively attempting to identify and address any P5 concerns before the next round. Russia and China's positions are particularly difficult to read publicly. Both have historically favored candidates who emphasize non-interference principles and do not signal an adversarial posture toward permanent member prerogatives. Rodriguez Burkett's Guyana connection introduces a complicating variable. Guyana holds a territorial dispute with Venezuela, a Russian partner, over the Essequibo region, a dispute that has involved Western backing for Guyana's position. Whether that colors Russian private assessments of her candidacy is unclear, but it is the kind of bilateral factor that surfaces in informal consultations. The formal process, once the straw polls conclude, requires a simple Security Council majority vote plus the absence of any negative P5 vote, after which the recommendation proceeds to the General Assembly for approval. The General Assembly has never rejected a Security Council recommendation for Secretary General, not because it lacks the power to do so, but because by the time a recommendation arrives, diplomatic consensus has been built broadly enough that rejection would damage the rejecting country's relationships more than the outcome it opposes. The early October recommendation deadline is 6 weeks away.